Hi, I'm Javad Gharai. I'm an Iran traveler, and I'm taking you on a journey to the most pristine areas of my beloved country and showing you their many beauties. This time, I've traveled to one of my country's most beautiful provinces, the northwestern province of Kurdistan. And this is one of the province's most beautiful areas. It is called the Uramanat region of Kurdistan. The magnificent height behind me is Mount Shahu, one of the most important summits of Kurdistan province. April, in my opinion, is the best time to travel to Uramanat. That's when this whole area is covered with vegetation and lush with flowers of all kinds. But unfortunately, it looks different this spring. Because of the dust carried to this region by winds from neighboring Iraq, the skies are clouded by dust most of the time. And rain has been very scarce so far this spring. As a result, you don't see the characteristic luxuriant vegetation at the moment. That said, Kurdistan is beautiful all year round and a must visit for any traveler in any season. Kurdistan has a cold climate, a beautiful environment perched in the middle of Zagros. The climate of this province is influenced by the warm and humid Mediterranean air mass, a phenomenon that causes sporadic rains in the spring and snow in the winter. Weather patterns influenced by the Atlantic Ocean and the Mediterranean Sea are the main determinants of the atmospheric currents in Iran that lose most of their humidity in the form of rain and snow while floating past the Kurdistan region and colliding with Mount Zagros. The vegetation in Kurdistan is considered a relatively good one. It's made up of oak forests and other species of trees. I had missed the environment in Kurdistan very much, but more beautiful than the environment in this land are the people living on it. They are paragons of kindness and decency. Add to that the unique architecture of this area, which has rendered this province ever more spectacular. Uramanat is a historical area. Humans have lived here for thousands of years. There are many villages scattered around in this vast mountainous region, linked to each other by a single dirt road. In the words of many, Uraman or Huraman means a long land. This area has also been referred to as the land or Ur. And before that, areas located on the banks of lakes or rivers were called Ur. The Sirvan River, flowing at the bottom of this long valley, must have had something to do with the naming of this area. Of course, there are also those who believe Uraman means the land of Ahura, or the land of the sun. And this is Sirvan River, the beautiful Sirvan River of Kurdistan. After 4 or 5 hours of hiking at the foot of Mount Zagros in the Uramanat area, I am approaching the amazing village of Divaznav, which is the main destination on my journey this time. One of the most scenic beauties of the Kurdistan region is the area located along the Sirvan River. I'm about to arrive in Divaznov village. It's a bit farther ahead, as you can see clearly from here. It's one of the most ancient settlements in the Oromanat region. At some point in the past, you could say it was one of the biggest cities of this region. But today, it is only a small village, and not many people live in it. But it continues to be just as beautiful and intact. Hello, Divaznov! After a relatively long walk, I arrived in the exotic village of Divaznov. Upon arrival, my good friend Mamusta Lutfullah invited me to his house. Mamusta Lutfullah is the village clergyman and elder. Just like all the other households in Divaznov, he too had a very friendly and close-knit family. Fortunately, the people of Kurdistan are very well read. That evening, Mamusta shared with me some great information about the area. He also talked to me about the drought of the recent years in Iran and its impact on the lives of the population living in the Oromanat region. Because of the efficient way the people of Divaznov use the water from a gushing spring that pours into Sirvan, they have fewer water-related problems. The village is home to one of the biggest freshwater fish farms in the region. The farm has brought economic prosperity to the village, creating many jobs for the men and women living in it. There are no traces of unemployment in the village. Everybody is busy doing their job. The quality of farm fish flesh depends on many factors, but one of the most important factors is the water in which the fish grow up. And the water from the Divaznov spring is perfect for farming fish. I spent that day with Mamusta and his kind family to recharge my batteries for exploring the areas surrounding the village the next day. In addition to farming fish, the people of Divaznav are also livestock and produce farmers. Every morning, you see the women of the village taking the livestock out for grazing on the grasslands. I'm trekking on an almost impassable and uphill trail along with Mahmusta Lutfulla to the mountains of the Divaznav area. That's because the origins of the Divaznav village can be found on top of these heights. And that's a sight to see if you ask me. Let's go, Mahmusta. Mahmusta has encyclopedic knowledge of the village. On the first leg of our tour, he showed me the remains of one of the castles, which was in fact a watchtower overlooking the village. The spot offered an even more beautiful view of the valley and the village. Mahmusta gave me a wealth of valuable information about the history and inhabitants of Divaznav.
رودخونه سیروان راه خیلی خیلی زیادیه.
خیلی زیادیه. الان مثلا ما اگر بیاییم شاولی از نگاش کنیم،
بله.
با عمودی نگاش کنیم،
بله.
الان حدود 1 کیلومتر با رودخانه و با چشمه
1000 متر ما فاصله داریم.
فاصله
بله.
داریم، یعنی فاصله عمودی.
عمودی، بله.
نه اینکه فاصله به شیبی.
شیبی. و یعنی شیبیش خیلی بیشتره.
بله. یه چشمه هستش اونورمونه.
تو اون کوه اونور.
تو کوه اونوری.
بله، بله.
اون چشمه به وسیله لوله‌های مخصوص اون دوران
با سنگ.
سنگ و ساروچ لوله را آوردن، یه طور لوله را آوردن که آمدن تا به اینجا رسیده.
چقدر جالب.
The walls of these ancient castles are really special. They built most of their castles with rocks, saruj, and limestone, or the kind of mortar available at the time. But the castle that used to be here, one of its walls is still standing after hundreds, or should I say more than 1,000 years, without any mortar or anything like that to keep the rocks together.
ما از راجب دیوارچینی اون زمان که به شکل خشکچین بوده یه صحبتی ما میکنیم. چطور تا حالا این خوب مونده؟
به چند نوع بوده در زمان قدیم؟
بله.
یکی قسمتش ساروج بوده.
بله.
ساروج رو می آمدن تقریبا با شیر بز درست می کردن. با چند تا چیزهای دیگری بالاخره به این قاطی می شد ساروج رو می ساختن. ساروج مخصوص نگهبانی های مخصوصی بوده. بعضی جاهاش هم دیگر قلعه بودن. قلعهش هم دیوارهای سنگهای دیوارچینی بودن. خشک چین بودن.
درسته.
الان اینو نگاه کنی تمدنش هم 7000 سال پیشه به گفته اینا، چون دوران حضرت ابراهیم خلیل الله بود.
بله.
تو اون دوران بوده 7000 سال پیش بوده. اینا مثلا ساختن هنوزم پا برجاست. علتش چی بوده؟ از این مثلثات هندسی استفاده کردن. اینا خیلی دانشمند بودن، هر کسی نتونسته این دیوارچینی رو انجام بده.
بله.
یکی از مزایای این دیوارچینی مختص خودش این بوده، سنگ های تخته هن دیگه، سنگ هایی که به عنوان مثال گره داشته باشن یا اینکه کچکوله داشته باشن، همخانی نداشته باشن، نمیشد. سنگ ها باید لاخهی باید تخت بشن. اون موقعی که تخت شدن یکی هم بیارن بند به هم بچسبن.
درسته.
بند روی بند باشه.
آها.
که به عنوان مثال اون موقع حالت یه تیک سنگ دیگه در میاد.
بله.
یه کوه در میاد.
کار خیلی مشکلی بوده.
کار خیلی هر کسی نبوده. و الا مثلا ما نگاه کنیم هزاران سال پیش دیوارو ساختن، الان که اینگار امروزم بیای با دیلم هم نمیتونی به همش بزنی، این خیلیه. از لحاظ قلعه 6 تا قلعه داشت، یکی هم این بالایی بود که دیدیم، یکی هم اون روبروه،
بله،
یکیش هم اون بالای صخره هستش، آبم داره،
اشکفته که اونجا هست،
اشکفته که اونجا هستش، اون قلعه گبر بهش میگن،
قلعه گبر،
بله. دروازش هم دو تا بودن، یکیش هم اون ور روستا بوده، روستای کنونی امروز و شهر قدیمی، یکی اون اونجا بوده، یکی هم اون دره که هستش،
بله،
دره که هستش تو وسط دره
مشخصه، یک سنچینای هست،
میری برای مناطق پاو و اورامانات اون وری جوانرود و پاو و عراق،
بله،
این یکی هم راست میری برای نوسود و نوزشا و برای بعضم میری برای عراق.
منظره روز سیروان از این بالا برای قلعه ها خیلی زیبا بود، برای ما که کسایی که توی قلعه بودن، درسته؟
خیلی زیبا بود، اصلا چشم‌انداز به خصوصی داره اینجا.
بفهمید، جالبه، مسیر خیلی زیباییه. من فکر کنم قدیم هم خیلی این آبش پرتر بوده، خیلی بیشتر بوده به خاطر بارش و برف و اینا.
Many scientists and researchers have studied the big Kurdish tribe and its history and the dwelling place of this ancient tribe's ancestors. Their studies have yielded different results. But what most researchers agree on is that the Kurds are among the original tribes living in Iran, and that before the introduction of Islam to the country, they lived in the Zagros region and its vicinity. Of course, there are some who believe that thousands of years ago, the Kurds relocated from the east of Iran to where they live now. At any rate, today Kurdistan is the cradle of an ancient civilization, and the people of this major tribe are one of culture and civilization. Among the characteristics of the Kurds is their decency and kindness. Kurds are very kind and hospitable, an honorable and peaceful people who used to be nomadic in the old days. But today, you don't hear much about nomadic Kurds living in tents in Kurdistan province anymore. There was a time when Oramanat was home to a large community of nomads. Kurdish society and economy was based on a lifestyle that was both nomadic and sedentary. But now almost all of them have become sedentary and permanently living in villages. But the Oromis have preserved the traits of their nomadic ancestors, traits that are rooted in the beautiful environment of the Zagros region. The Oromis are very hard-working people, and their biggest assets are their generosity and kindness. Oramanat enjoys indescribable peace and quiet. The region's pristine environment, the terraced architecture of the villages, the immediate and extended family members all living together, and the rich Urami culture. The people of this region are as pure as the water of the Sirvan spring, white as snow and as beautiful as the flowers at the foot of the surrounding mountains. Kurds have forever been a source of pride for Iran and Iranians. I too pride myself on the presence of this tribe in my country. The communities living in this region speak the Hawrami dialect of the Gorani language, itself a variation of the Kurdish languages. The Oromis here still use words from the Pahlavi language of the Sassanid era. I get fired up walking through the alleyways of Divaznov. In some places, the alleys become very narrow, and in others, very wide. The architecture here is simply beautiful.
خواهر خمیر نونتون رو از دیشب آماده کردید؟
نه خیر.
کی حاضرش میکنید؟
ساعت پنجونی.
ساعت پنجونی صبح بیدار میشید خمیر آماده میکنید و الان که ساعت هفته شروع به پختنش میکنید. هر روز نون میپزید شما؟
هر دو سه روز
یه بار.
بله.
نون منطقه اورامانات کردستان یه نون خیلی خیلی نازکه. من الان دستم دارم میگیرم داره خرد میشه، اما یه خورده که بمونه نرم میشه. کاملا پخته، نگاه بکنید عین برگ کاغذ میمونه، دقیقا مثل برگ کاغذ. من الان اون سمت دارم دوربینو میبینم اینقدر نازکه. مادر خواهر به این نون چی میگید شما؟ همون نون میگید؟ به زبان اورامی چی میگید به؟
نان محلی
میگید به زبان محلی؟ مادر حدود یک ساعت اینجا مشک زد و از دوغی که از شیر گاوشون تهیه کرده بودن کره خیلی خوبی گرفت و الان یه دوغ خیلی خوب آماده کرده برای اینکه بخورن و خستگیشون در بره. مرسی مادر، بفرمایید شما. پدر بفرمایید. دست شما نکنم. عطرش که عالیه. واقعا خوشمزه است مادر. با اینکه این همه کره ازش گرفتی هنوز چربه. هنوز چربی داره درسته؟
بله.
خیلی خوشمزه است. خیلی خوشمزه است.
Many households have their own traditional beehives, beehives that are among the handicrafts made by the people of this land. The fact of the matter is, as much as it is possible for the Kurds of this region, they try to be independent as villagers, and the people of Divaznav have done a very good job of that. This beehive fitted into this wall is one of those made from vines taken from trees native to this region. They weave them into baskets, fit them into walls, and cover the entrance with cow manure to have the honeybees go in and out of the basket through this hole only. Round about fall, the farmers here take fresh, high-quality honey out of baskets like this one for domestic consumption. The spirit of cooperation and unity is evident among family members and fellow villagers. Kurdish men and women work side by side, take care of their families, and keep them together. The daily chores are distributed fairly among the members of this noble community. The Aramis know each other's worth, the value of love and being together, the value of loving each other and of unpretentiousness, the value of honesty and truthfulness. Kurds are a pure and simple people, people whose biggest asset is honesty. They are brimming with love of and respect for their fellow man. These noble nature dwellers of Iran are a rare breed. At a time when science and industrial advancements continue to gnaw at the spirit of nature and of mankind, not many communities would open their doors to a total stranger like me and give him the red carpet treatment. They pay you utmost respect and treat you as one of their own. This is Iran, and the Kurdish tribe, just like all the other original tribes of this land, are very generous and hospitable. After a tour of the village, Mamusta Lutfullah invited me to a yummy treat on the outskirts of Sirvan.
قرمز دیگه یکی از بهترین نوع ماهی‌های قزلاله.
این قزلاله 10 کیلو تا 12 کیلو هم توی رودخانه امام گیر میاد.
قزلاله 10 تا 12 کیلو.
12 کیلو هم هست.
کلن خوردن این نوع غذا ها همیزی دست جنیه میکرد بیچنده به آدم بکنید محمد آبا
از اون فرد
استخون هم داره؟
نه یه استخون بزرگ هم داره
اما استخون از اون فقراتش
بله
آشپز خیلی زحمت کشیده
شما در نکنه
نزد شما در نکنه
نوشه جان انشالله نوشه جانت بشه
ممنونتونم عبدالله
I'm really grateful to you all. The trout of Divaz Knob is one of the most delicious fish I've ever eaten. During all the moments that I spent with the people of the village, I was filled with a love of life, of natural freshness. The freshness and peace I wouldn't have experienced if I hadn't spent time with this amazing community. Travel constitutes the biggest part of my life, but I couldn't stay there much longer. The time had come for me to part with the wonderful people of Divaz Knob. I had to move on so I could traverse the beautiful valley of Uramanat along the course of the Sirvan River. I continued my journey surrounded by the beautiful natural environment of Sirvan. The Sirvan River is the biggest reason behind the emergence of human settlements and civilizations in Uramanat. Humans around the world have benefited immensely from dam construction, preserving water to drink or to irrigate farmlands and producing electricity. And now it was time for a dam named Daryun to be constructed on the course of the Sirvan River. Construction of the dam was scheduled to be completed within a few months. But think of all the gardens that would be inundated, the natural environment that would die forever because of it. A culture that would submerge in a sea of water. Those are things that we humans have spelled the deaths of, only to bring more comfort to our own lives. At this point, my next destination, a village named Nav, was 30 kilometers away. The road there was so breathtakingly beautiful. I treasured every moment of the walk there. It made the journey to the village very easy for me. Fortunately, the natural environment in the area was unspoiled and picturesque. There were no traces of damage to the environment or of human waste. The most important reason behind it is the lack of paved roads in Uramanat. With paved roads, the people of Uramanat would see an influx of tourists flocking to the area. Irresponsible tourists would do harm to the environment, culture, and beliefs of the local population. Reckless construction will get underway. Ill-placed stores and luxurious villas will pop up everywhere. Tar, cement, steel, and plastic, all of which will destroy the beautiful landscape here once and for all. Over time, this place too will become unbearable, just like many of the existing cities. After a long walk, I arrived at my next destination, the village of Nav. Nav was a completely original village. It had a genuine architecture and environment. The culture of its people was very rich and original. The main occupation of the people here is animal husbandry and gardening. But in addition to those two occupations, there is something else they do that's considered a very valuable art. Handicrafts have a special standing among the people of Uramanat, one of the most important of which is the art of making a hand-woven top shoe by the name of gibe. Gibes are traditional shoes donned by Kurdish people. They are an indispensable item of Kurdish man's attire. They are in love with these shoes. The climate and environment of Kurdistan has no doubt played an important role in determining what the people living in this part of Iran wear. And are a result of personal taste and of environmental conditions. The making and application of these items of clothing varies depending on the season, the type of work, livelihood, ceremonies, and celebrations. But they have one thing in common. They all cover the body from top to toe. The gibes of Nav are among the best kind in Kurdistan. You could say that almost all of the girls and women of Nav sit down to make gibes after they have done their house chores. That way, they make a good contribution to the family income. At the same time, they preserve a cultural heritage and handicraft of Kurdistan. The female artists of Nav work with passion for the sake of their families. Mothers whose whole life revolves around the love of their husbands and families. They are a perfect example of decency and unpretentiousness. Kurdish women are great artists, and their art is manifest in the artifacts they make. Of course, Kurdish men, too, have their own role to play in making artifacts. If you ever come to Kurdistan and hear the word kalash, remember it means gibe. Normally, the men of the village make the soles for the gibes, and the women make the tops of the comfortable shoes. In the end, the two parts are attached to make a pair of orgivas. Making them is not an easy task. Ancient and traditional occupations have almost been forgotten in cities, but it's not the case in villages. Traditional professions in every area speak of the survival and importance of the past in those areas. Traditional professions in every area speak of the survival and importance of the past in those areas. Traditional professions are disappearing by the day thanks to industrial advancements and the change in the preferences of people around the world. You don't receive the same vibe from modern-day jobs as you would from traditional and ancient ones. Traditional jobs were intertwined with the natural environment and rooted in the positive energy found in the natural world. Master Muhammad was using time-honored skills and techniques to make tools needed in the village of Nav. What was interesting was that Master Muhammad loved his job. He had every reason to be concerned about ancient professions fading away. People like Master Muhammad pay no attention to the exterior of things. They are concerned with their internal value.
اوستا محمد پدر شما چی کاره بود؟ میخوام بدم این آهنگری رو که این همه فوت و فن هم داره شما از کی یاد گرفتی؟
پدر ما از این بود همین کار میخواه آهنگر بود
آهنگر بود؟
اون پدر بزرگم
اون هم آهنگر بود پدر بزرگ پدر بزرگتون چطور؟ اون هم آهنگر بود؟
اون هم آهنگر بود پدرم آهنگر بود همین شغل بود البته پدرم خیلی مشهور در منطقه اوروانات
پدرتو خیلی مشهور
خیلی.
The older generation knows that it doesn't all come down to one or two ancient professions.
So half پشتشون رو میگن که همه آهنگر بودن و در نهایت این پیشه آهنگری بهشون رسیده. پسر شما چی؟ استاد محمد، پسر شما هم آهنگری بلده؟
نه والله.
یعنی بعد از شما دیگه این شغل به فراموشی سپرده میشه؟
فقط ما و این برادرم هستیم.
The change in ancient professions has also led to a change in culture, dialect and mentality. A change in the nature and lifestyle of humans. Up to now, these changes have done mankind and planet Earth more harm than good. But what can people like Master Muhammad and his generation do about it? These changes are very powerful and will continue to a point where no one can do anything to reverse them. The women of the village didn't like those changes and preferred the traditional lifestyle and the peace and quiet of the village to anything else. The peace and quiet that will be destroyed by industrial advancements, paved roads, and non-indigenous architecture. The kind of energy you'd feel among the villagers defies description. A feeling of life, of true life in progress. A feeling only found in humans born into the natural world and brought up in such an uncontaminated environment. The mountain dwellers of Uramanad are as rough and steadfast as Mount Zagros, but at the same time, they have souls as soft and gentle as mountain tulips. They pay each other utmost respect and have deep trust in each other. Uramanis are a truthful, genuine people, people who are no doubt a beautiful constituent of their natural surroundings. I drew a lot of energy spending time with such noble, pure souls, people you do not see many of in cities. Living in the heart of the natural world means peace. That peace has a great positive impact on the words and deeds of anyone, and eventually it gets passed on to others. Architecture that conforms to the environment and climate of Kurdistan and is part of the cultural heritage of this land. In the absence of flat land in the mountains, the houses in the villages of Uramanad are built in close proximity or even on top of each other. Hence the terraced architecture of buildings in these villages. The roof of a lower-lying house constitutes the yard of the house above it, one of the interesting features of the villages in this area. One of the great characteristics of the people of Nav is that they don't allow anyone to build anything that would use non-indigenous architecture, a ban that has gone a long way in preserving the original architecture of the village. If a house were to be built in this village, it has to be done the traditional way and using natural building material so it won't threaten the beauty of the village.
این سنگ ها رو الان توی روستای ناف به حال رابلاش ملات هم می‌ریزن. قبل از اینکه یه همچین معماری توی اینجا بیاد خشکچین بوده، درسته؟ مثل همین خونه که خودت ساختی. اینو به چه شکل به اینقدر تمیز می‌سازن؟ این سنگ ها رو چطوری به این شکل در میارن؟ صاف می‌تراشنش؟ چون مشخصه کار دست، کار ماشین نیست.
درسته.
و چطور اینا رو هم می‌چینن که خراب نمیشه؟ به این صافی این دیوار رو به این قشنگی در میارن؟
خب این یه اوستای مخصوص سره، اوستای سنگچین. بعد این سنگارم از داخل زمین در میاریم، یه جوری یه سری هستن لایه بلایه هم توی زمین، اونا رو در میاریم به این شکل، به این قشنگی توی زمین. کار خلقت خدا هست دیگه، چیده شده توی زمین. ما از تو خاگینه رو در میاریم با وسیله یا قاطر یا اگه ماشین بره جابجاشو میکنیم، میاریم یه همچین چیزی با اوستا بنا درست میکنیم.
خودت اینو ساختی برای اینکه مسافری اگر به اینجا بیاد بتونه از این استفاده بکنه؟
والله دیگه اگه خدا بخواد یه فکری تو سرمون هست، ان شاء الله اگه چوب بشه در بتونیم، دوست دارم یه کاری انجام بدم، یه فرهنگ منطقه رو، کارهایی که تو منطقه انجام میشه، مردم اینجا رو به تمام، نه فقط ایران، تمام دنیا بشناسن.
واقعا زیباست این خونه که ساختی، واقعا یکی از زیباترین خونه‌هایی که من تو این منطقه دیدم.
The people of this land are a united, egalitarian community, and their egalitarianism is vivid in the architecture of the village. The view of Nav from inside the village is very beautiful and offers many a detail about the village to the spectator. Viewed from a distance, Nav is even more beautiful. When I looked at Nav from a distance, I saw a united, committed people standing up against the vicissitudes of life and backed by mountains of love. It's sundown, and it's time for the herds of sheep and goats to return to the village. What the herders do is they round up their herds grazing in the mountains and return them to the pens built right next to their homes. I can't tell you how well I slept last night. It's been one of the best slumbers I've ever had in the natural world. The air is so clean. I woke up to the chirps of crickets and howls of jackals. The air here is so clean. I'm sure today is going to be one of the best days of my life because Nav is a village with many, many beauties. The next day, I was exploring the village surroundings when the voice of an old woman caught my attention. The oldest woman in the village sending thanks to God with her melodious singing voice. Arts, poems, and songs run in the blood of all the Kurds and are not confined to a certain age. Music is one of the main constituents of Kurdish culture. Kurdish music is rooted in the historical and epic realities of this great tribe. It's been part and parcel of Kurdish life from the distant past. Many consider Kurdistan a cradle of music and mysticism. Kurdish music is very much similar to the ancient Persian music. Good job, ma'am. She is singing an old song about the Sirvan River that sounds more like a lullaby. Kurds are a merry people, and to maintain that lively and cheerful disposition, members of the tribe get together during certain seasons in what looks like a party on a very large scale. More than anything, the ceremony allows relatives to meet each other all in one place and consolidates unity and friendship among the people of the village. In a show of unity, men hold hands in the ceremony and do a traditional dance to Kurdish music, an indication of fervor, dynamism, and love among the Kurds. This unique contraption you see here, I never thought it would be a mousetrap, a very, very old mousetrap. Before the modern-day mousetraps arrived, they made their own traps out of wood here, which should have been a very difficult thing to do. Inside these, they'd place walnuts. When the naughty mice of Kurdistan got into the houses, they would get in here to steal the walnuts. Once they went down there to take the walnuts, these heavy wooden cylinders would fall onto them and do away with them once and for all. It rained for 5 minutes. Rain poured down on this whole area for 5 minutes, and it came after 2 months. Before that, they had only had rain a couple of times. A drought is reigning supreme in this area. The weather is just so fresh after only 5 minutes of rain. It's fragrant with the scent of rain, of these trees, and of soil. It's an absolutely amazing moment. Sand and dust had been hovering over this area for a whole week, over the Zagros mountain range, inside the valleys of Kurdistan. But all it took was 5 minutes of rain to rid the area of the dust and bring about such great weather. I wish you were all here. The weather is just great. You are looking at a beautiful view of Nab village. What I observed during my trip to Oramanat were people of honor and lovers of nature. Nature that's a manifestation of God on earth, a region with a rich art, history, and culture. All I wished for this ancient land was for its valuable assets to be preserved for future generations without us leaving any trace of ourselves on them.